USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taliban leaders declared Monday the war is over after taking control of Kabul's presidential palace. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says he feared U.S. troops would have come under Taliban attack if they'd have remained in Afghanistan any longer. President Biden on July 8th discounted a reporter's question that intelligence agencies warned him Afghanistan would fall.
That is not true. They did not reach that conclusion. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of an embassy. The likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
President Biden stayed on vacation while Kabul fell to the Taliban. A handful of people have died at the Kabul airport trying to flee the country Monday. Speaker Nancy Pelosi praised President Biden Saturday, saying in a tweet, "The president should be commended for the clarity of purpose of his statement on Afghanistan and his action." End quote. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. Let's eat.
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spring Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Shipments from China are trying to flood the United States with fake vaccination cards. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau explains.
15 times in one night, U.S. Customs and Border Protection caught a shipment from China to Louisiana, which contained 51 blank counterfeit vaccination cards. Over 3,000 total were seized in Memphis, Tennessee, that were en route to other cities around the U.S. Officials say there has been a surge in fake vaccination cards after cities such as New York City announced it would mandate vaccine passports at certain businesses starting next month, and a growing number of colleges and universities across the country will require vaccination for students to attend classes in person. The FBI warning back in March that buying, selling, or using a counterfeit COVID-19 vaccination card is a crime. Violators can face a fine and up to 5 years in prison. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the Taliban take control of Afghanistan over the weekend, President Biden continues to vacation as all the achievements for women in Afghanistan evaporated. Any hope of democracy was destroyed after 20 years of U.S. blood, treasure, and lives were invested into Afghanistan. The Biden administration is blaming the intelligence community for the collapse failure in Afghanistan, as we're back to 2001's threats all over again. Congresswoman Jackie Speier of California on CNN.
This is a crisis of untold proportions. This is an intelligence failure. We underestimated the Taliban and overestimated the resolve of the Afghan army.
Retired Brigadier General of the United States Army Anthony Tata on Fox News puts the failure squarely on the Biden administration, not to mention U.S. weapons technology will soon be in the hands of our enemies.
And it's not so much they're using it, though that concerns me, but it's the intelligence exploitation that will happen with Iran and China as they sell it, and even Pakistan. There's a lot of second and third order effects here. The first issue right now is to protect Americans and to make sure that this lack of planning, this lack of due diligence does not lead to significant or any loss of life on Americans. Because the president's first responsibility is to protect American lives and property. Mm-hmm. They wrote off the property.
I'm Lance Pryan. This is USA Radio News.